when you lack confidence. Perhaps the best way to say is this. Each one of us, in one way or the other, at one point in our lives, had a lack of confidence. Amen. Even the preacher. Believe me. So now, before I continue with what do we do when we lack confidence, I want to ask you, when you think about the word confidence, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Fearless.
Bravery. What else? Trust. Okay.
Self-reliance.
Okay. Huh? Somebody think about knowledge? The Greek word for confidence is the word paresia. Paresia. Say paresia.
Paresia.
And what does it mean? It means outspokenness. That's something. It means frankness. It means bluntness. It means assurance, boldness of speech. This is what the writers on the Bible had in mind every time that they spoke about confidence. I went to check what Miriam thought the word confidence meant on your language. Miriam said, confidence is trust, reliance, assurance, and I like this one here, belief in one's ability. This is what confidence is all about. That's what Marian says that English-speaking people think about when they think about the word confidence. Maybe who's Marian? Marian Webster, the dictionary girl. So there are times in life that you and I may oscillate, may lose confidence, not only in ourselves, or in what we do. Some people lose confidence in life and in God. Some people lose confidence on their trade, what they do for a living. So how do I handle those moments when I lack confidence? Brother preacher, let's start using the King James. Give me Philippians 4:13. When I am running low on confidence, I cannot do this. Yes, you can. Read it with me. I can do few things through Christ. When the confidence runs low, whether it's confidence that you can accomplish a task, or whether it's confidence that you can do something, or when the confidence runs low in your God that He is able to carry through what He promised. Speak out loud, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I have a little chair in the house that I sit on that chair. And when I'm alone, when I mean alone, I mean me and my wife. So I say alone because we are one, right? Amen. Isn't that what the Bible says? So when I'm alone, meaning me and my wife, I like to sit down on that chair. And very often the Lord comes and gives me visions or revelation, understanding about things. The anointed chair, my daughter has it, and I'm planning to give her the new one and get back the old one. I used to have more visions on the old chair. I'm serious. For some reason, this new chair is so comfortable that I can't get enough, you know. But on the old chair, every time I sit down, the Lord spoke. Every single time. So I was talking to Sid half an hour ago. He said, have you been on your chair? I said, yes. Have you got any insight? Yes. Tell me some of them. And then I told him. And he rejoiced. Said, it's time for you to come. Said, not yet. Not yet. I'm not ready for Sidroth yet. But you know what? Even on those moments that I'm kind of shaking, when I sat on that chair last week, my Lord showed up. And my Lord asked me, why are you so bothered? I said, excuse me. It's $170,000 the following Friday. And 4 weeks from now is $279,000. And the Lord said, and so? And I'm thinking, what do you mean, so? But I'm not going to tell you what he said. My confidence level was going down. You know, even preachers have those moments. That scripture was given to me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. When you're running low on confidence in God, when you're running low in confidence on yourself, speak out loud. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Now, the NLT has it interestingly. Brother Preacher, give me the NLT, please. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. You're never too weak to do the things of God because Christ will give you the strength. And the backslider translation is even crazier. Watch this. Whatever I have, whatever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Lacking confidence in yourself, you can make it through anything in the one, that makes you who you are. The New King James is just like the King James. Somebody's asking for the New King James. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when the time comes that you're lacking, you're running low on confidence, speak out loud. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. What else do I do, preacher? We should speak boldly against the things that are keeping us from being confident. In Hebrews 13:6, we read the following statement. Listen to this. So, we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? We may say with confidence when things are getting tough. Tough at the job, tough at the church, tough at the neighborhood, tough at home. We can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. And we're going to achieve it. You know, sometimes you will have a project, you will have a task, you have a responsibility, and people say, you can do that. It's impossible. No, it is not. We're going to say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. So I'm going to do it. And we will do it because we spoke with confidence that God is our helper. Now think about something that you have to do and seems like almost impossible for you to do. Anybody? Right now, there's something that comes to your mind that seems almost impossible for you to do. Can anybody think about anything? Then you should say with me. I say with confidence.
I say with confidence.
The Lord is my helper.
I'm
going to
do it.
In the name of Jesus. The promises continue. When we go to 1 John 3, start on verse 19. It's a beautiful promise. Watch this. And by this, we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. Let me have the New Living Translation here, Brother Preacher. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth. So we will be confident when we stand before God. Lacking confidence, stand before God. Don't focus on the problem. Stand before God. Lacking confidence to do the job, stand before God. Lacking confidence when the time comes for you to preach, stand before God. Lacking confidence to pray for the sick, stand before God. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth. So we will be confident when we stand before God. Listen to the next verse. Even if we feel guilty, I hope you're seeing what I'm saying here. Even if we feel feelings, the reason that we lack confidence is because most of the times we are basing our life on our feelings. But you know what? God is greater. Isn't that what he says? Than our feelings. And he knows everything. Now listen how crazy it gets. Give me the backslider translation here, Brother Preacher. It's also the way to shut down debilitating self-criticism. Even when there is something to it. For God is greater than our worried hearts and know more about us than we do ourselves. Isn't that great? Now, let me give you verse 21. Let's go back to the NLT. Give me verse 21, Brother Preacher. 21. The same chapter. Okay. Dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with confidence. Don't let your guilty separate you from your God. Don't let your guilty take away your confidence. Could you say amen? Tell somebody, we will not allow guilt to take away our confidence. So when we are running low on confidence, stand before God. Stand on the presence of God. Huh? And don't let guilt take away your confidence. Give me one more verse there, Brother Preacher. Verse 22. The problem with feeling guilty and lack of confidence is that it stands on the way of your blessings. How? If you feel guilt and you lack confidence, you don't feel like coming boldly before God and standing in God's presence and claiming and enjoying your blessings. This is what he says. And we will receive from him. Why? Running low on confidence. Stand on God's presence. Overpower your feelings. Get bold in the presence of God. And you will receive whatever you ask him. Because we know that we obey him. Amen? Did you know that confidence in God has a great reward? It pays to be confident in God and on his power. Did you know that? Brother Preacher, give us Hebrews 10:35. Would you care to read it with me? So, do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Tell somebody, confidence in God brings rewards. You know, we will be confident. Amen?
Amen.
We will be confident. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Give me the next verse, Brother Preacher. Patient endurance is what you need now, so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that He has promised. Don't let your confidence in God run away. Don't throw it away. Don't throw it through the window. Sometimes things may not be happen at the speed that you and I want it to happen. But you know, keep your confidence in God. When you keep your confidence in God, you will receive all that God has promised for you and I. Yeah, yeah, indeed, babe. Some people may say, you know, preacher, I know. I hear what you're saying. But I'm going through a real tough time right now. And sometimes it's very difficult to be confident in God. Somebody just came recently to me and said, the amount of prayers that I have made for this blessed family member is pathetic. And seems the more I pray, the worse it gets. And this beloved soul that came for Thurman Scrivener conference told me, I'm losing confidence in prayers. Because the more I pray, seems like the worse it gets. I gave her this scripture. Brother Preacher, put up there Romans 8:37. Watch this. Let's read it. Yet, in all these things, don't give up. Confidence runs low. You're praying, nothing is happening. Don't give up. Because the book says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. So there's no place for giving up. There's no place for losing confidence. Give me the New Living Translation here, Brother Preacher. No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours. Tell somebody, you've got overwhelming victory on your way. You know, I didn't check the backslider translation. I wonder what does it say? I like that. None of this phases us because Jesus loves us. Anything else, preacher? Yes. When you're running low on confidence and you came to the end of the rope and you don't know what to do and you did all that I told you, is still nothing happens. Then you could repeat out loud Proverbs 3:26. Will you? Proverbs 3:26. Maybe we should read it together. Let's read it. For the Lord will be my confidence, and I will keep my foot from being caught. I got excited. I want to put my name in there. For the Lord will be my confidence, and he will keep my foot from being caught. You got that? It comes to that point that seems like all hope is gone, and I pray nothing happening, which is not our case because we are praying things are happening. And we want more things to happen or things to happen even more. But if one of us comes to that point that you're really coming to empty stripe, you know, no, full of confidence, you're almost empty. Shout out loud, the Lord will be my confidence and will keep my foot from being caught. Brother Preacher, what does the backslider translation say? Because God will be right there with you. Isn't that good? What about the NLT? For the Lord is your security. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. Say amen.
Amen.
Don't let your lack of confidence take away the boldness that you have to approach God's throne. Ephesians 3:12 has a powerful promise to all of us. Let's read it. In whom we have no matter how tough things look like, guess what? You have boldness, you have access to go straight to Him. Don't let lack of confidence to keep you from accessing God's presence. Amen?
Amen.
Brother Preacher, give me the backslider translation on this thing here. I'm curious. When we trust in Him, let's jump into 1 John 5:14. Let's read it. Now, this is confidence is running low. Cannot go anywhere. Don't know what to do. Lord, I want you to save that boy of mine because it is his will that everyone should be saved. It is your will that no one should perish. Are we together here? We are praying God's will. Then we have the confidence that he will give us the salvation of that loved one. You got a point? Running low on confidence, you start praying the word of God. Doesn't the Bible say that it's not his will that anyone should perish? That everybody should be saved? Have a loved one that is out there fooling around? You said it is your will that no one should perish, but that everyone should come to the knowledge of Christ. So I pray, I want my loved one saved. Speak with boldness and confidence. And the Bible said that you will get the answer, anything that you ask him. The next verse is even more interesting. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions. That helps you to build the confidence. Amen? I want to wrap up tonight with a very crazy scripture. Just to tell you that no matter where you and I may be in life, no matter what the situation may be in life, no matter what the circumstances may be right now in our lives, you can have the confidence that God will take you through. God will carry you through. God will come through. Let's go to Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17, 18, and 19. And I want the Message Bible on this one. Would you care to read it with me? Though the cherry trees doesn't blossom and the strawberries don't ripen, though the apples are worm-eaten and the wheat fields stunted, though the sheep pens are sheepless and the cattle barns empty, I'm singing joyful praise to God. I'm turning. Why? Hallelujah. It doesn't matter where you may be in life right now. Turn the cartwheel. Sing for joy to your God, counting on God. God's rule to prevail. It doesn't matter how ugly things may look like. It doesn't matter.
Amen.
Count on God's rule to prevail.
Amen.
And it will prevail. Last time I checked, God is still God. Has not changed. Actually, Hebrews said he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, no matter where we may be in life right now, no matter how tough things may be, you can count on God's rule to prevail. So build up your confidence, knowing that he who has started the good work in you shall carry it on to the very, very end. Amen?
Amen.
Father God, help us. If we are running empty in confidence, renew our faith. Renew our hearts. Renew our boldness. And renew the desire in our hearts to trust, to believe. And remind us, Lord, that you rule over the whole entire earth. And that your ruling will prevail. In the precious name of Jesus. Lord, help us not to focus on the problems. It just magnifies it and causes us to be worried. And as somebody wisely said, worry is advance payment for troubles that are not due yet. So my Lord, help us to be confident that your ruling will prevail. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Brother Preacher, it's all yours.